I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A Chilean judge ruled this week that former President Eduardo Frei was assassinated. What makes the ruling extraordinary is that the killing occurred more than 25 years ago. At the time, General Augusto Pinochet ruled Chile. An autopsy report back then blamed septic shock after surgery. But a new autopsy this year reached a more sinister conclusion, and yesterday six people were charged with murder. Peter Kornbluh directs the Chile Documentation Project at George Washington University's National Security Archive. He's in Washington. Tell us, Peter, what the judge decided caused the death of President Frei.
Well, based on a new autopsy report, the judge determined that two poisons had been used while Eduardo Frei was convalescing from hernia surgery: thallium, which is a type of rat poison, and mustard gas, that it had been introduced into his body, presumably through doctors, in a way that led to compromising his immune system and causing infection and ultimately death in January of 1982.
And who's being blamed for this?
Well, Judge Alejandro Madrid has indicted six people, four of them doctors, two of them who conducted basically what could be described as a cover-up autopsy report. Two intelligence agents were identified and indicted yesterday. One of them, an actual member of the Central National Intelligence of Chile, the Secret Police Service, and the other, Frei's chauffeur, who has admitted now spying on the former president and being in the employ of the Secret Police. And of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The indictment does not name the intellectual authors of this major, major crime. And it's not hard to believe that a crime of this magnitude, a decision to kill a former president of Chile in this way, would not have arrived on the desk of General Augusto Pinochet himself.
Well, Pinochet is dead, but his supporters justified many of the crimes of the era as a necessary evil to prevent a communist dictatorship. Eduardo Frei, though, is kind of the last person you'd suspect as a leftist revolutionary. Any sense why he was killed, if this is indeed the case?
Eduardo Frei, as a former Christian Democrat president of Chile between 1964 and 1970, had supported the coup in 1973. But by 1980, he had decided that Pinochet had brought great disgrace to democracy in Chile, and he had stepped up his public denunciations of Pinochet and his calls for a return to civilian democracy. Other leaders who had stepped up and who did represent a threat to Pinochet's power had been eliminated at that point, and Frei did represent an individual around whom the Chilean community and certainly the international community could coalesce if he took a leadership role in opposing Pinochet in the 1980s. This is the reason that he was targeted.
What has been the reaction from the Frei family about this charge?
The Frei family is like the Kennedy family for the United States and in Chile. The son, Eduardo Frei, was elected president. He was actually the second civilian president after Pinochet was forced from power. He's actually running for president again right now and may well be elected in just a few days. His sister, Carmen, was a senator. But the family took a very courageous and quite difficult decision 6 years ago to have the bones of their father, the remains, exhumed from the grave and examined. And it was that decision that led to a comprehensive new autopsy report that convinced the judge that a crime had been committed and to start to identify those who participated.
Peter Kornbluh of the Chile Documentation Project at George Washington University's National Security Archive. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate the time.
Our team in London came across another story from Chile's violent past that might interest you. The remains of folk singer Victor Jara, who died during the 1973 coup, were recently exhumed and then reburied amid cheering crowds. You can find the rest of the story in the Best of the BBC section on our website. That's at theworld.org.